I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Imagine moving to a new country for work, and on day one, your employer confiscates your passport. Well, this is a common reality in Lebanon's kafala system. Hinwa Ayi'i with Thimar LSESD says this migrant labor system in the Middle East is often described as modern-day slavery.
Migrant workers' legal status and employment are tied to a local sponsor, meaning the employer has full authority over their ability to change jobs or leave the country.
The war in Lebanon has made migrant workers even more vulnerable to abuse. Some have been abandoned by their employers. Others were prevented from leaving areas being bombed. One young worker we'll call Hayat recently connected with Mirath, Thimar's Gospel Center Relief Ministry. Would you pray for God's grace for Hayat and other migrant workers? Her full story is at our website.
Hayat's story is painful, is hard, but also there's hope in her story.
And sometimes the secret to success is working smarter, not harder. Door International's Rob Myers describes a persistent challenge in deaf ministry.
There are still a lot of deaf communities out there, almost fully unreached with the gospel.
Requests for new work are pouring in faster than the director of Door's church planting program can meet them. So Door is exporting its training. Instead of gathering workers together and training them on the field, Door's making a 16-month video curriculum that can be accessed online from any location.
As more deaf missionaries become available on the field, we can meet the needs and demands for evangelism and discipleship in these communities.
But Door needs your help to finish the work. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.